They're saying he's the most unlucky baseball player in America, at least. He went up to bat 9 times in one day and got hit by a pitch 8 separate times. I've never heard of this.
Was this
ever.
Professional or kids?
College baseball. College baseball, yeah. It happened in California.
First pitch just hit Masiangelo. Hit for the second time. This one skips in and it got him again. May have got him on the bounce before it hit him this time, but Masiangelo was hit for the 3rd time today. And he just got hit again.
Oh my gosh.
He got hit today. And he just got hit again. You really can't make these stories up. How was your debut as a Hornet? I got hit by a pitch 5 times. Did he just get hit again? Just got hit again. That's an RBI. So congratulations on your first RBI as a Hornet. And that hit him. Masiangelo got hit again. So now that is now 8 times in 9 at-bats.
So they had a doubleheader, and he only got 9 times.
I'm like, 9 times is a lot to get at bat.
Right. Yeah. In one game. So he had 5 at-bats the first game and got hit all 5 times. And then the next game, 3 out of 4.
Is he just standing in an off position?
Well, you can't purposely get hit.
No, you can't purposely.
Like, you can't purposely try to get hit.
So I just wonder if maybe the way.
He's
like
crowding
he just,
the plate a little bit.
Something.
Or
maybe.
They're purposely hitting him.
Yes. What do you do to them?
You see a picture of some huge fat guy.
That happens in baseball. They will. Yeah. They're ruthless.
Even in major leagues, especially. There's like a revenge, unwritten revenge rule. You hit one of our guys, we're going to hit you back.
Oh.
And so you get back up there and you're just waiting for it. Like, am I the guy they're going to do this?
But 8 times in a row, it would have been a bench-clearing brawl. Like, they wouldn't just been casually let it happen 8 times.
Right. He might have helped them win, though, because that's all base hits, basically. You're going to get on base and you got the RBI.
They probably did.
In 5th grade, I was, did a rec league baseball. And at the very end, everyone on the team gets accolades of some sort, some reward from, most home runs or, stolen bases. And mine was the best on-base percentage because I literally got hit. Like, only one game, I did not get hit by a pitch. So I was getting doinked all the time.
You are this guy.
Yeah.
So you can relate to him. Mm-hmm. And you were skinny then.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, I would just, if it was coming for me, I would hope it hit me in the helmet. Because I had more padding than the rest of my body.
Get it struck out, right, Trey?
Yeah, better than striking out. Yeah, 100%. I'll take a hit by a pitch all day.
Hey, whatever it takes to win.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is interesting, and I know, NASCAR is, huge around here, and I've become friends with Austin Dillon, who races, but the Daytona 500, which makes no sense to me. Their Super Bowl is the first event of their season, which people make fun of NASCAR. It's like, you do the Super Bowl first. Anyway, but it's a huge race. It's a big deal for them. But the guy who won didn't grow up racing. He grew up playing video games. He's the first ever Daytona 500 winner who grew up just playing racing video games.
So he learned through the video game.
Yes, there's an iRacing game. That's how he learned how to race, just virtually.
I bet you everyone in NASCAR hates that guy.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
I can't believe it, man. It's this is incredible. I had a much different background than anybody in the sport. Growing up racing on iRacing on the computer, and to make it to the Daytona 500 and win the race is pretty amazing. So honestly, it hasn't really sunk in. It's the craziest race. I mean, we're 2 and 3 wide all day. It takes everything you have. So pretty cool.
Yeah, grew up playing a video game basically.
Wow,
the virtual version.
That you'd have to be disqualified for that.
I'd be so mad.
Literally put
That's
in
crazy.
No hours.
Well, I mean, but he's doing what he's doing. If he's talented at racing for real, then he's talented at racing for real, right? Yeah. It's just like Post Malone learned how to play the guitar on
Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero.
Yeah. I don't know. It's still.
It does feel like a shortcut.
It does.
And I think it's how singers who
make it famous on TikTok after one time.
One thing on TikTok and they blow up, and then the people who are in the grind and the clubs or whatever forever.
But it's also talent. He has to have the
talent. Oh, yeah, he's obviously good.
You have it. It's just the way you go about it. It's like you're naturally jealous of people.
Yes.
And that's what it is. It's jealousy. That's why you hate them.
Well, it's like people who go to...
That's true.
You nailed it, Katie.
Yeah, that's exactly what
people
it is.
People go to broadcasting school, and they're good at their job, and then some retired athlete who can barely put a sentence together becomes the new ESPN NFL commentator.
What the hell did he do?
Right.
Nothing.
He played football, and he's now retired. So he never went to broadcasting school, never learned how to do any of it, and then... Not only gets your job, but gets paid more than you ever get paid doing it.
Yeah. You will never be at that level, and everyone knows it.
No.
That's just how that goes. And it's jealousy, and then it's just human nature.
Yeah, jealousy. Gosh.